With me is the Police and Crime Commissioner, Tony Hogg. Tony Hogg, this news of this government funding for victims' support is excellent news, particularly here in Devon and Cornwall, where you've got well over £500,000.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm thrilled because I know how hard many of the organisations that look to us for support have worked, and we've worked with them. And I'm delighted to see that we've got one of the biggest awards in UK. I think we're third out of a list or thereabouts of 41 policing areas. And this is exactly what the Police and Crime Commissioner is about. It's about supporting and coordinating bids, in this case, for one of our primary considerations, which is the victims of crime. And all of these bids, and there are a number of them that come within this £600,000 award to us, all of which are working on the diverse issues of victims across the piece. I'm delighted with it.
Obviously, the amounts of money per individual award vary quite considerably, but whether it's £5,000 or £30,000 for each individual project, this amount of money can make an awful lot of difference, can't it?
Yes. Whether it be through commissioning, whether it be through small grants, or now in bidding for some of these government initiatives, I'm only too aware from my own background the multiplying effect of small grants to organisations, many of which are struggling in difficult times. And, you know, as I look at the list of grants, we've got anything between 4 and 5,000 up to 40,000 and above. These will be of immense value to charities, and I think importantly will keep their motivation high. And I think they'll probably think that somebody is valuing what they do and is listening and looking at the value that they create.
I know a lot of people still ask you what the value of the Police and Crime Commissioner and his office actually is. And I suppose in many ways, this kind of announcement, this kind of good news is exactly what you're all about, isn't it?
Yes, I'm coming up towards halfway through this period of Police and Crime Commissioner. I know how hard my office is working. I know that we are miles further ahead than the old police authority, but we're not taking that as a job done. We need to prove, and I need to prove to the public, the value of the Police and Crime Commissioner's office. I'm no doubt of that value every day. One of the biggest issues we're working on is related to this particular grant from government, is a wholly new approach and services to the victims of crime. We've got one of the best solutions to that across the country, and we'll be launching that in April next year. And when we launch that, I think the public will see yet another benefit from the introduction of Police and Crime Commissioners.